Hi, welcome back to the Bulldog Studies Podcast. These are the three stories that we have for you today. We are starting with Colton.
Hi, I'm Colton. I will be telling you about a story about wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster getting hit head-to-head by Jacksonville Jaguars safety and Andre Sisco. Andy Reid said that the Jaguars should have gotten a penalty for head-to-head contact. Juju ended up having to exit the field in the second quarter and enter concussion protocol. When Juju was running across the field to catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes, he got hit when he was lying on the ground, motionless, with his hands right by his face frozen. A flag was thrown by the referee, Brad Rogers. While he was lying on the ground, the referee picked up the flag and said there was no penalty. He was eventually helped up by his teammates, and they walked him to the sideline. Referee Brad Rogers said after the discussion with the other two refs, there was no head-to-head contact. It was all just the shoulder. But if you look back at the video, it was clearly head-to-head contact. That is why Juju Smith-Schuster got knocked out for a little while. The chief safety, Justin Reed, said that he has had a lot of big hits and never one of them has made helmet-to-helmet contact like that. Patrick Mahomes said that there was obviously some contact to the head and that they need to get that out of the game for all player safety and that the guys on defense are playing too. But by rule, it is head-to-head contact. On to Macy.
Hi, I'm Macy. Now for the U.S. news. The big question going around is, should the Los Angeles Lakers trade Anthony Davis? Do you think the Lakers should trade Anthony Davis? A man named Nick Wright thinks this is crazy for the Lakers to trade Anthony Davis. Nick thinks if the Lakers trade someone, it should be Westbrook, because he doesn't think Westbrook should be here right now. Nick says that Anthony is a long-term valuable player that we cannot lose. Some of the Lakers' decisions have led to disaster. Davis has made 23.2 points in 34.6 minutes this season so far. Davis also has 2 blocks and 1.6 steals this season. Anthony Davis is one of the top 6 NBA players who has scored 20 or plus points per game. The Lakers have not had a good season so far, with Anthony Davis only having 2-8 this season. We should not give Anthony away. We should use all we can from him. Now on to Ivy.
Hi, I'm Ivy, and I'm going to tell you about a sports story around the world right now. Aaron Judge just won the American Baseball League MVP. He is on the Yankees baseball team, and a Los Angeles player named Shohei Ohtani gave Judd a run for his money. They announced on Thursday that Aaron Judd won his first Most Valuable Player award. Ohtani was just a few points off from winning, but Judd won. People say that Judd's 2022 season was arguably better than his 2021 season. However, Judd made history Thursday night for the Most Valuable Player award in 2022. He is now the best. He's now named the best offensive player in the world, but is going to join Japan for the World Baseball Classic team, but it's not clear what position he will be playing.
That is all we have for you today. Hope we see you again on our next Bulldog Social Studies podcast.